I see you, Jesus, alive before me. Your head and hand wide as snow, as wide.
Whoa!
You don't realize what kind of creature you are, what Jesus has made you these last few months. But he's ready to release his power through you, let you begin up the enemy to chew. He's forming Joel's army in the earth and moving with his blood, his body and breath, and with his voice roaring on the inside of you. You join his army and begin to chew. Oh, 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 oh. Crucified in weakness, the Apostle Paul said, but now in these last days, weakness no more. He hath risen in power, full heavenly power. Now he lives in inside you with that power in your breath. I know you don't believe me, but mark what I said. You think you're weak in the flesh, and you are. But he's made you a creature of heavenly power. Now he's ready to develop you, ready for that hour. When demons fall before you and are destroyed, and the fire of God burns before you and around, the army of locusts that chews up the old earth, salvation to the obedient, destruction to the wicked. That voice that's inside you, that's been saying, poor me, will roar like a lion at the enemies of God. destruction to Satan on every hand. Hear the tape today, this morning, we're not here. I exhort you to listen to it tonight after service. This is the most important one you'll have. I thought maybe the Lord would let me deliver it again tonight, but he said not. Tonight he wants to develop in you and bring alive the voice of Jesus Christ. Do you know what the voice of Jesus is? It is the spirit of prophecy. And that voice, as it develops in you, that's the same voice that he used to do all his deliverances, casting out demons, subduing even the crazy people, healing, commanding to rise and take thy bed and walk. And many of us have tried this. Many of you have tried it. And you failed in it. And listen to me. Here's the reason why you fail. You begin to strive to make that voice work. Now he wants to bring it alive tonight in you in rest. Jesus. The gift of his voice is inside of you. Right in that anointing. Now I want everyone to just close your eyes and say, Lord Jesus. Now feel it right in there. Feel that little gentle voice that put your hand right where you feel it. Ooh, right in there. Jesus. Ooh. Now, how do we get it out of there? Can you tell me how? In times past, you've tried to strive and make it come out of there, haven't you? And you would get it out of there, and it'd prophesy a little bit, but you'd end up, it'd be sort of a striving, halfway defeated, 95% flesh, 5% spirit, wouldn't you? But it comes out of there this way, watch me. By your action of faith, by simply confessing, hath been given me a message in tongues. And then, watch this, it becomes the business of the Holy Ghost to blow you up inside. Ooh, with that voice. Ooh. And the more the Holy Ghost blows up that voice inside of you, the more you come at rest until his voice takes over and then you just, let her out. Action of faith first, confession. Then, after your confession, begin to feel the Spirit, the Holy Ghost build in you. And then, when you can't understand it anymore, just let her flow out in rest. Let me demonstrate it to you. I want you to watch it. Jesse, come on, you can sit down there. Now I'm going to touch him and tell him to do something. And he's not going to try to do it. But he's going to confess first, hath been given me whatever I tell him to do. And he's going to let the Holy Ghost, watch it now, blow up inside him. And then I'm going to touch him again. Just about time it looks like it's going to blow him up. I'm going to touch him again, tell him to let it out, and I want you to feel it. Are you ready? Bring a message in tongues.
Notice he's confessing. Half men. Watch it begin to blow up in him. Ooh. Let it out. Interpret the message in tongues. I want you to begin to blow up in there. Blow up in there. Form those words in his mind. Oh, blowing up. See his face turning and shining. Oh, he can't hardly hold it anymore. Let it out. Oh.
Is this. Do not try to speak it. Let that wind of the Holy Ghost, it's the business of the Holy Ghost to bring that voice out there. Build it in you. And the more it builds it in you, the more at rest you come, and the more his voice possesses you, until you just, oh, and out it comes, no effort to you whatsoever. Oh. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, let's try one more, Brother George. Now, we started something here today. And you don't want to strive in this thing. You want to develop it right. Oh. Now, watch him. Everybody watch. Bring a message in tongues. See, he's whispering. Hath been given a message in tongues. So watch it begin to blow up in him. The Holy Ghost starts blowing that voice. Ooh, let it out. Ooh. Ooh, ra, ra, ra. Ooh. Bring an interpretation. Is it blowing up in him? Forming in his spirit, in his mind. Let it out.
And I haven't made you weak people. Yeah, but with the words flowing from my mouth,
oh.
I tell you, cause my enemies to fall before thee.
No. Not the old way, but the way of faith. When you can make that confession of faith, out of there said, hath been given me. Then the Holy Ghost answers to that faith, begins to blow you up. Ooh, blows you and blows you, and you just hold it. The more it blows you, it'll carry you completely out in the spirit if you don't speak. That'll be all right. Many times I've just had to just let it carry me completely out in the spirit and just fall on my back, and then it flow like water. Rest is the answer. When you rest from your ways, you enter into whose ways? Whose ways? All right, what is the rest that you get from the Lord? Can someone tell me what the prophet said the rest was? I know, but what did the prophet say it was? That stammering lip in another tongue, didn't it? Didn't he say that was the rest of the Lord? All right, what kind of rest is yours? Trying to make yourself rest? That's not the way you do it. Resting from your own works comes by the work of the Spirit on the inside of you, doesn't it? Or does it? But you ain't been living that way, have you? Fixing to start. Half been started. Oh. Oh, watch it now. Bring a message in tongues. Feel it blowing up. Look at it blowing up there. Y'all begin to feel it out there. And feel it blowing it. Let it out. Ooh. Now bring an interpretation. Hath been given unto me interpretation. Watch it build in him.
Build in the spirit, bring rest in his mind, formed it in there. You could leave it forming there long enough, and it'd form one to take all night to deliver. That is, if he could stay there long, let it out. Oh!
Yeah, but you're the death row! Yeah, on the inside of you, the power! Yeah, that nothing shall be to me stand in front of!
Oh! Surely says the Lord, and thou to learn to develop that voice, that me that's inside of you. Yea, it shall not be thy speaketh, but it shall be the Spirit of thy Father that speaketh in thee. And yea, he shall roar out of you in power and fire and blood and demonstration of healing and miracles, and mighty works shall be produced in your life, saith the Lord. Now look at his face. The covenant of Moses turned him like snow. Whoa. Say, well, I got a black face. It'll still turn you that way. Oh. You shine no matter what color you are. Come on, Brother Mac. Go. Sit down there. Oh. The secret is rest. Resting in the spirit. Feel it moving in you now. And the wind of the Holy Ghost blows in you. Blows you up. One of our father's prophets, Ezekiel, let this thing develop in him, so he developed in knowledge and spirit. You know, the God gave him, said, eat the whole scroll, remember? Take the whole book, get all the knowledge. And he went ahead and he ate it, spiritually ate that whole scroll. And then he began to blow inside of him with the wind of the Holy Ghost, and he prophesied that whole thing all over Israel. And he laid out the whole kingdom age from the beginning in the Garden of Eden all the way to where you and I are living now. And he slayed all over Israel, from the dry bones in the desert to the gates in the New Jerusalem. Some of the gates you and I are entering in right now were laid out by Ezekiel. That wind of the Lord, he didn't even know what he was speaking about. He just letting them roll. Oh, and he laid out the destruction upon the warlike nations of the world, right through those north gates. Laid out the judgment on Gog and Magog at the end of the age. Oh, watch it now. Bring a message in tongues. Hath been given me seeing. Watch it begin to blow in him. Let it blow in him a little while. It'll be good for him. Oh, let it out. Interpret the message now. Watch it begin to blow in him again. It hadn't never really stopped. Was it moving him? Whoa! Let it develop in there. Let it out.
Yeah, my people. Yeah, you have been healed. You have been delivered.
Whoa!
You have been set free.
Yeah,
have been taken away, my people. Yeah, the leader.
Better get up. You're going to want all of it. Can you get up? Oh. Sit down. Now I want us to do one thing. We're all just here, just a bunch of folks. We all know each other. The Lord, when he starts off, he lets everything get a little bit out of order, and then he brings it into his order. But I want every one of us to go along with her. And whatever I tell her to do, I want you to begin to confess, hath been given me that. And then I want you to let the Holy Ghost begin to blow in you. And then when I tell her to let it out, you let it out too, will you? All right, let's go together. Bring a message in tongues. See, watch it begin to blow in her.
Ooh, feel it blowing in you. Ooh, let it blow in you now. The rest of you, let it blow inside you. Now, let it out. Blowing in you. Oh, feel it blowing inside of you. Oh, 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 oh. Get you sort of calmed down now. Get ready. Are you ready? Get ready. Let's go with her again. Bring an interpretation. Has been given interpretation. Now let it build in you. Build in your mind. Oh, Bailey, see? Oh, I know you can't hardly stand it, but let it build up in there. Oh, let it out. Of Jesus. That voice that's in you was he absolutely made every demon before him shut their mouth. He suffered them not to speak. And he did it with that same voice that's inside of you. I'm going to demonstrate it and get it on this tape to where you can copy it off and begin to develop it through rest. Watch me. Speak dominion. Hath been given. Yeah, and thus says the Lord, shut your mouth! I didn't have to do that. So you've seen me do it, folks, before. Oh. You've seen it work. But you can't do it in your own voice. You'll start a fight. But when you say, shut your mouth, oh, by the spirit of prophecy, they just quiver. They shut. They may not want to, but they shut. The secret is to let it build in you until it becomes a pure voice of prophecy, then let it out. Then it's not you, it's him. Now I want to demonstrate to you another one. I want to get it on tape. I want you to take it and develop it. Because let me tell you something. You have dominion over every child of God that Satan has taken in captivity. They're born again. They're saved. If Satan has him in captivity, you can make them shut up, bind him, destroy him, and deliver him right there. So I don't believe that. I did many of you the same way. I started ministering this thing to you, and half of you fought me. Made you shut up, made you close your eyes, made you sit down, made you lift your hands. Oh, until it got you moving in deliverance, didn't it? Do you think that was me? No, sir. That was the voice of Jesus moving in me. I learned to see a long time ago. I can't do anything. Oh, close your eyes. Oh. Hell, I don't want to end it. You don't say I don't want to, really. You just think it, but then you go ahead and do it, don't you? And what does it do? It brings deliverance. Oh, doesn't it bring deliverance? And there are many of them wandering around now during captivity. They need deliverance. And they're not going to deliver themselves. If they could have, they'd already delivered themselves, wouldn't they? Oh. Now, here we go. Hath been given me to bind Satan with my voice. They're building you. And thus saith the Lord Jesus, Satan hath been bound in you. And it just falls down on him. It binds him. That's all there is to it. I want you to develop it. Begin to move in it. Do it through your voice. Lay hands on them. Get them to that gate. Make them lift their hand. Make them close their eyes. Make them open their mouth. Oh, make them confess he's their life. And as they confess, wipe them with the blood. Oh, make them confess their sin, destroying that pit of fire. Wipe them with the blood. Oh, tap them on the head 3 or 4 times. If they resist you, smite them with a mantle. Shut up has been destroyed and put them through those gates. And then when you get through with them, all both of you can sit down and rejoice, and they'll be eternally grateful that you delivered. Say, well, they fight me. They resist me. They won't like you. That's not them. Did you know that's not them? Did you know that's not them? Did you know it wasn't you that was resisting me? Did you know that? You knew it, didn't you? It was something that had gotten you, wasn't it? And you know what his name was? His name was Satan. He deceived you and lied to you and grabbed hold of you. Oh, and you couldn't get loose from him, could you? You thought it was you, but it wasn't you, it was him. Now you found out, since you're free from him, that it wasn't you, that it was him. Oh, now there's millions just like you. Everywhere. Through your voice in this day, you're living in a day of vengeance. When through the seventh suffering of Jesus Christ, Satan hath already been destroyed. Now the voice of Jesus today completes the work. Silence him, binds him, and destroys him. 1, 2, 3. Every time God does something in threes, he says, that's it. Hath been given me the voice of destruction on Satan. Yea, and thus saith the Lord Jesus, Satan hath been destroyed in your life. Another thing. Stand up back there, Josh. Somebody stand behind him. Through the voice of prophecy, God has spoken. The Father said, concerning the works of my hand, command ye me. How do you command the Father? Through the voice of Jesus. Through the spirit of prophecy. Did you know that you can command the Holy Ghost to fall upon a person through the voice of prophecy and it fall on them and slay them?
That's been given me, the voice of command of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, and thus saith the Lord Jesus, come, Holy Ghost, in mighty power. Now, you've seen me use that. I've never demonstrated. You've seen me just lay hands on you and whisper, come, Holy Ghost, mighty power, and you just go, whew. But that's the way it's developed. Watch this. Come, Holy Ghost, in mighty power. Now I want you to get your mantles out in front of you. Just get them right out in front of you there. Close your eyes. Look right up at Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus. Feel that voice coming inside of you. Say, it hath been given me to command the Holy Ghost to fall. Now let it build in you. Let that voice build in you. Feel it build in you. Get a little bit more. Now just open your mouth and say, come, Holy Ghost, in mighty power. Smack with that man. Did you know? Did you know that you heal the sick this way? You perform miracles? Did you know you even raise the dead this way? Watch this. Come, Holy Ghost, in mighty healing power. And just that soothing wind of the Holy Ghost just blows through their body. Miracle power. Lord Jesus. Come, Holy Ghost, in mighty miracle power. But you develop it in you through that voice. Confession has been. And letting that voice of Jesus, his voice, the spirit of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus, develop in you in rest until you just let it out. Come on, Alcine, you sit down. Now let's watch it blow up in her again. We want to go over this real good until you just get firmly convinced there's no other way to do it except this way. When you get firmly convinced this is the only way to do it, then you'll just be moving in it to where you can't stop you. Bring a message in tongues. I feel a wind begin to blow in the spirit. Let it out. See how she's shining. Fall all over you. Yes, Lord. Bring an interpretation. Look at it blowing. develop this voice in you? By faith. Confessing. And then you relax and the Holy Ghost blows up in there. You see, the Holy Ghost answers to that voice of faith every time. Oh. Bring a message in tongues. See it begin to blow up in there? Oh, let it out. Sometimes you get started, you can't hardly shut it off, but it'll sort of die down, you know. He doesn't fill you too full of that wind of the Holy Ghost, you can't stand. Sometimes feel like you can't. Now she sort of settled down. Look how she's shining. Now, bring an interpretation. Interpretation. Now let it blow in. Let it out. Now you know what she's talking about, what Jesus talking about there, when he got ready to raise the dead. You know what he said? He lifted his eyes and said, "I thank thee, Father, thou hast heard me," and here he went. And when he made that confession, "Hath me," you remember, groaning began to move through him in the spirit, didn't it? Began to move through the wall of that tomb. Lazarus began to come alive after he made that confession. But he said, "I don't say it because that I know you've already heard me. This thing worked out." But he said, "I say it for the benefit of those that are listening." And I happen to be listening, didn't you? Come on here. You about can't stand it over there anyhow. Boy, we're going to have us a time. Lord may not even let me go into Mac Allen, Rick. Everything I tell y'all to do, you've been doing it and hadn't had any problem, but two or three problems. Come over here this afternoon, just threw out a little bit about this, and everybody went wild on it and went back in there, and the Lord said, "Develop it." I said, "Okay, we'll develop it." Half been developed. Now, I'm going to touch her and tell her to prophesy. And they're going to let it build in her. And what will happen, it'll blow right up there in her. And the spirit, the wind of the Holy Ghost will keep blowing. The inspiration of the Holy Ghost is what the wind is. It'll keep blowing and it'll keep forming. It'll form words in her mind. It'll just roll around in her, form words in her mind. Then when that prophecy gets formed in there, I'm going to tell her to let it out and she's going to let her flow, okay? Prophesy. See it begin to blow in there? Getting that message? Watch her begin to shine. Let it out.
Yes, and I have. Yes, given you all the circle. Yes, and I have. Yes, the start. Yes, the working of certainty.
Has been.
Watch it begin to roll. See it begin to blow in her? Ooh. Now watch it begin to shine. Ooh. Even if you didn't have discerning spirits, you could tell when she's ready. Let it out.
Hold
oh,
him.
Bring an interpretation. Good building, forming in her mind, in her spirit, in her mind. Ooh. 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 Let it out. Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, did you see me sitting there?
Ooh.
You hear every word I say.
Ooh. You know what she was prophesying about? I want to give you this little secret. One of the Old Testament prophets was scared to death. He said, Lord, I can't speak before those people. He said, when I look at them, they scare me to death. He said, besides, I don't know what to say to them. He said, I don't know how to speak judgment. I don't know who to judge and who not to judge. You know what the Lord told him? He said, don't even look at him. He said, look at me, speak to me. And he said, I'll fling deliverance on the obedient, and I'll fling judgment on the wicked. But I didn't send you to judge to start with. All I told you to do is speak. He said, his soul said, speak to me, speak in my face. He said, I'll do the work. Oh, that's what she had prophesied there. To look on my face and speak every word that I've given unto you. And said, I'll bring it to pass. Oh! You didn't hear very plain because you were stuttering and stammering about I couldn't get it out, but that's what she said. You don't have to speak to people that don't even look at them. Learn to look at me. Look to me. Said, even if you look at them, said, you see me, you don't see them. Oh, oh. Oh. You don't have to judge, just speak what I tell you. Said, I'll fling the deliverance on the obedient. And said, I'll fling judgment on the wicked. And said, you'll stand up there free. This was the secret that Jeremiah used. Many of the prophets in that day got in trouble because they took the word of the Lord and they went out and tried to hammer it on the people. The people rose up against them, threw them out and fought them. But Jeremiah said, I'm a child. I don't know anything. The Lord said, that's all right. Said, you speak and weep. Said, you'll prophesy the whole captivity during Babylon, and said, they'll fall before you. He said, yeah, but they'll catch me, Lord, and they'll hurt me. He said, no, he said, I'll make your word so till they'll even won't even come around you. That's exactly what he did. He walked over that countryside prophesying, and it got to where the kings and the great men of Babylon, when they'd hear him prophesying, they'd go all the way around to keep from coming close to him. And he'd wake up in the middle of the night and he'd prophesy and that word would go right through the windows into the great men's bed. They'd die right there in their bed. And today, as a result of Jeremiah's obedience, the great civilization of Babylon, the archaeologists cannot even hardly find a trace of it. It crumbled, it fell down, they ravaged it so, they burned it, until they just can barely find a trace of a great civilization of Babylon. The greatest civilization, the city and the country of its time, even far more advanced than the Roman civilization.
even nearly as advanced as you and I are now in our civilization. But it crumbled and fell under one weeping prophet. And he wept and he prophesied, and he wept and he prophesied. And every time they put a king, in, he'd stand and prophesy. He wouldn't even know who he was prophesying to. A lot of time, right in that winter, and God would slay that king. He'd put in another, and the same thing would happen. Finally got to where they were afraid to even put kings in. No one wouldn't serve. Oh. You don't think the word of God is powerful when you speak it the way he said. No thought coming. You know, I talk to me. Talking to him, he said. Oh. So let's remember this. Let's set him before us there, and let's develop our prophecies by speaking to him. Oh. Oh, watch it. Bring a message and talks. Half thinking. Watch it begin to build, and oh. Ooh. Ooh, let it out. Ooh, 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 can't hardly stand it. Oh, 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 let her calm down a little bit. Oh, oh, and then we'll get an interpretation. Oh, oh, sort of push you a little faster, and you don't. Oh, you can't hardly stand it. Oh. Oh, we're just getting introduction tonight anyway. Oh. Oh, now she's ready. Bring an interpretation. Watch the old girl begin to blow. See it? Ooh. 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 See it, Lenny? Oh. Oh. Let it out. Oh. In God's order, and every word becomes a blessing. Elihu, in the book of Job, I believe his name is Elihu, he said, this thing in me is about to burn me up. Said, if I don't speak, I think I'll die. And he opened his mouth, and thus saith the Lord. Interpretation hath been given me. Interpretation.
Yes, my people! Why you obey my word?
Ooh.
My work is a finished work.
Ooh.
My work is a finished work.
Ooh. Brother Mago.
I tell you what, it hadn't been long that she thought it was a finished work. All her life, she'd been trying to finish it. Religion had her trying to finish it. You're familiar with trying to finish it, aren't you? Oh, you're familiar with it, aren't you? Trying to finish it? Some of you still trying to finish it because you say you're not trying to do it. Oh, whoa. Let me tell you something. The old order, when God moved us into that new Jerusalem, he rolled up that old covenant. Unrolled the new. And he said, the old covenant is gone. Whoa. So now I tie all covenants together and make them into one new. From Genesis to Revelation, it's exactly what he's doing. This is the reason why your mind gets so stupefied with all these mysteries. You know they're true. Oh, but you just can't figure them out with your mind. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to accept them by faith and then let understanding come afterwards. Oh. Bring a message in tongues. Hath been given. Let it blow up in you. Hold it now. Don't let it out. Ooh. Ooh, now let it out. Ooh. You, the Lord gave us this place out here to where we wouldn't disturb anybody. Y'all can take that tape tonight. You can really develop this thing or pair off. You don't even have to get a tape. You can pair off and get two or three together and let one sit down, the other and touch them, and the other and hold them, tell them when to release it and when to let it build and all that. And the first thing you know, you'll be blowing up all over this place. Sort of raised her up there a little. Now bring the interpretation. Hath been given interpretation. Watch it blowing. Watch it. Let it out.
Yeah, hath been given unto you, my people.
Sister Randolph, she'll calm down an hour or so. I tell you, that's an experience like you've never had. Now, you understand now why you've heard me testify it took me 3 days to get control of myself when it started on me. I never had anything like it. I didn't know there was anything like it. And after it's over with, I didn't know what happened. Took me 12, 14 years to figure out what happened. I ain't got it all together yet. Just about time I said I'll stop speaking, here it come again. And then off I'd go. Rising and falling. Sideways and around and around. In this world, I don't know where I was. Say you go out, out, up, sideways, down, and every other which way. Said, do you lose consciousness? No, I lost the consciousness of the old natural mind, but I always knew what was going on, I thought, but I didn't know what was happening. I knew what was going on, but I didn't know what was happening. Do you know what I mean? All right. Yeah, you know what I mean. Oh. Oh. Bring a message in tongues. Hath been given. Watch it begin to blow in. Ooh, see it blowing up in him there? Ooh. Let it blow up in him till he gets to where he can't hardly stand it. Ooh, see it growing, blowing, and blowing. Let it out. An interpretation. Has been given me interpretation. Get it begin to blow in him. Ooh.